Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2 with Top Oil
on Today FM.
Other Voices returns to Ballina on the 28th and 29th of February. If you want to register now for tickets, you can check out othervoices.ie. And you will not want to miss the brilliant Elbow, who will be performing in St. Michael's Church. Now, they're also going to be in the Three Arena on the 28th of March. And I'm delighted to say that I have got Guy Garvey on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Nice to speak to you again, Fergal.
And lovely to speak to you, Guy. Now, we're on the back of the release of Giants of All Sizes in October. A very different album. It reflects on the unsettled nature of, I don't know, a country divided by Brexit, and also themes of grief in there, but also themes of life and progression. And I know that this is something that comes up from you guys working in Hamburg in that industrial estate studio, that it was kind of the first time in a while that you guys had sat around for songwriting.
Yes, the lads live in Manchester still, but we all work in our separate homes. I'm in South London now. Increasingly different vibes when we work apart, which is most of the time. But then when we got to Hamburg, there was this immense feeling of sitting around and wigging out, playing our instruments and enjoying it. A weird sort of enjoying the simpatico we've got musically after over a quarter of a century of playing together, loving simple rock riffs, and it's a really energetic set. So despite the dark nature of many of the themes, as you've mentioned, it was actually a really cathartic, energetic and fun thing to put together.
There's prog moments in there, there's more rock. I think it's the first time you'd picked up a guitar since 2003.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that feels really good, you know. I kind of put the guitar down in favour of concentrating on enjoying the crowds and sort of making sure people enjoyed the communal experience. It's almost like the band went down a certain avenue because we weren't prepared for how it would feel to have people sing our words back to us, sing our songs back to us. And we fell in love with the communal experience of playing. And it totally dictated how much of our music went. We still maintained the sort of subtle, personal, introspective side of our music. But we really fell in love with the big sing-along anthem and outpourings of, you know, positivity. And then it just didn't feel appropriate in this particular setting against the backdrop of Brexit and Grenfell and the Manchester Arena bombing. And then on a personal level, I lost my dad and we lost two very close friends of ours,
Scott and Jan,
inside of 2 weeks. Yeah, so it's like all of that stuff is there on the record. But it means we've gone back to that fork in the road and we've sort of gone after a different element of what we've always done. Can't wait to bring it to Ireland. Can't wait to show it to everyone.
I want to go to Dexter and Sinister first of all, because that's the first song that opens with. And then we finish with Waitlist, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But Dexter and Sinister, the opening line on that, I know you're Catholic, same as myself. The opening line, and I don't know Jesus anymore. And when I heard that, I immediately go, God, the honesty. Because I know from previous albums, religion isn't really something you touch on, but I don't think it's something that you should be afraid to touch on either. I know Nick Cave, Tom Waits, they're not afraid to touch on it. Why would Guy Garvey be afraid to touch on it? It's brilliant.
Religion has, you've got a whole lexicon already in use that people understand. So it's a great way to discuss faith, whether it's in people, life, relationships, and of course it's, you know, however you believe, whatever your system of beliefs is, you can relate to it. I needed a note, I needed a tone of new depths of despair to open the record, because that's where life went. And it's not like I think this is unique to me, and I don't want anyone to think this is in any way a sob story. I think you're really lucky if you haven't lost people by the time you hit your mid-40s. I couldn't not explore grief. I couldn't not explore division. So I had to open up with something that let people know this was not going to be one day like this.
Yeah, and it's a triumph in many senses, because it does actually takes us on a journey. As you mentioned, the core teams are there. You mentioned Grenville, you mentioned Manchester. Well, when you get down to Waitlist, and I mean, you had lost your dad. The last thing your dad said to you was, I'll see you in a beer garden in the summer. What a beautiful line to finish.
And
I know you had a great relationship there. And now your own son, Jack, 2.5 years of age, that song Waitlist, it's just that you realise, you know, you are like my dad when he was your age, and I look just like my dad, and it's just a progression. It's just time passes, the circle turns. This is just a moment in time. It's not going to last forever. Things will be uplifted, and that's the theme that I get at the end of it all.
Yeah, it's a thing to realise that you really, it's impossible to consider yourself your own man. you know, so much has come through my mother and my father and their mothers and fathers. And when you realise you're part of a continuum, I mean, everybody knows they're part of that, but you don't actually contemplate mortality until you've either lost somebody close, or my sister says if you're a woman, it's in childbirth that you contemplate your mortality. When you actually can a little more set yourself to one side, literally set yourself to one side and realise you're part of something important, but you're not the most important part. You know, it's a lovely thing.
There's another song on there, My Trouble, which is just released last week. And it's funny, when doing my research, I was looking through the lyrics of the song. One of the lyrics in there is, "Any mist on the common ground will lift with a kiss." And straight away, it drew me to two other songs by Elbow. One was One Day Like This, which is "Kiss Me Like the Final Meal." Yeah, "Kiss Me Like We Die Tonight." The other one is my favourite song that you guys have written, is "Mirrorball." And that is "We Kiss Like We Invented It." And I was explaining this to my sister last night, because I'm in the west of Ireland at the moment, recording this as we speak. And as I was explaining this to her, she goes, "God, Guy Garvey sounds like the most phenomenal kisser in the world."
I've got my moves.
I bet you have. I bet you. A good Manchester man. But it's funny, like, when I look at those lyrics, I'm like for me, Mirrorball, that particular lyric, "We Kissed Like We Invented It," I know that any time I've ever heard it, I've just gone, wow, wow, like, wow. And it just goes to show that you can have moments like that, which are, you know, these beautiful, lovely moments, and then you have these grief moments. But when you marry it together, it's all about honesty. It's at the end of the day, and this is your third number one. This one's straight in at number one, along with Little Fictions, and of course, Seldom Seen Kit, which is amazing. So congratulations for that.
Thank you very much. And to give credit where it's due, "We Kissed Like We Invented It," it's reappropriated, but my sister, my eldest sister Gina, who's just turned 60, she's got four amazing grown-up kids. My nephew Alexander, when he got his first physical relationship on the go, his first girlfriend, I said, "How's things?" And he was the only one living at home by then. "How's things? How's it going?" And Gina says, "Oh my God, him and his girlfriend coming downstairs like they invented it." Right? And so it's slightly different the way I've used it. But my sister Gina is, she's an amazing way with words. She worked in the National Health Service. So, you know, she's in tune with the angels of a better nature. She's an incredible, wonderful person who has to compact her wit and intelligence into sound bites that can, you know, be bon mots that have to be delivered at 100 miles an hour on a busy ward. So an incredible economy of language. So you sit with Gina for half an hour and you've got two or three songs.
When I listen to songs by Elbow, it's very much so poetry. And I know that you guys are fans of Fontaines DC here in Ireland. And those guys are big fans of you. And they are essentially, like, Green is a poet, Curly is a poet, Carlos is a poet, Tom is a poet, they're poets, Connor's a poet. That's what they base their music on. And I think that that's a beautiful relationship that I can see, which is symbiotic between Elbow and Fontaines DC. So that's why you guys work well together.
Well, I think they're incredible. And I sort of, you know, I got such an amazing vibe off them. They came and said hello when we played together at a festival last summer. I got such a great vibe off them as people. And there's a great history of rock and indie bands coming through words first, you know. Matt Berringer from The National wasn't a singer. He was a writer. In fact, he isn't a singer. If you listen to him now, he's hewn his way in the way that Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan did. But it's come word first. It's come an inability not to express yourself, and then he's learned to perform it. It was the other way around with me. I was very much all about the showing off side. Writing lyrics only became important to me when I realised the effect it could have. And that was through realising the effect that lyrics had on me. But I don't consider myself a gifted writer, and I'm not trying to be humble or anything. It's like, it takes me a long time. I think the greatest wordsmith in the last 100 years is one of yours, Seamus Heaney. It's like, I can't read his poetry without hearing his voice. I've got all his stuff, but my wife bought them all in pocket form so that I could always have Seamus with me. So he came to I took Spirit Level with me to Mexico and California, and it feels like taking him on tour.
Well, beautiful. Listen, Guy, it's been a pleasure talking to you as always, and have a wonderful day, and the best of luck with the gigs and other voices and the Three Arena.
Thanks so much. Lovely to speak to you.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2 with Top Oil
on Today FM.